Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me, Ron?
She walked around an old Durango. They were the same as mine. We walked a mile of mud on dirt roads. We couldn't afford a ride. We shared the pain and laughter. We were as tired as we could be. I always thought we'd last forever. Oh, she's not here with me. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. And I can't figure it out. She's got new friends now. Her. She's been from here to Timbuktu, climbing all those corporate ladders. I sure hope she likes the view from her high rise out in Vegas. Nowhere near our stomping ground. She'll hold the hand that she's playing. She ain't coming back around. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. Can't figure it out. She's got new friends now.
Cowboy Wisdom on the B Wisdom Radio Network. That song is New Friends Now by McKinley and Biggs. And my guest tonight is Ronnie McKinley and Jody Biggs. And I want to welcome both Ronnie and Jody to the show. They're recording artists.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob. This is really an honor and a privilege. That song has a lot of heart to it if people are listening. And you guys have some authenticity in your voices, and that really opens people up to new ways. But you also, Ronnie and Jody, you guys have both wrote and been in touch or incorporated with some pretty big names in country music with your writing. And you're also associated with Mel Tillis. I've listened to him when back in the 70s. But anyway, so, Ronnie and Jody, tell me a little bit about how you guys got together and what people would see when they come and watch you two perform.
I'll tell you how we got together, then Jody can tell you, but we're both Florida-based, and the week that we had planned, you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you really good, Ronnie.
Good deal. That's that good Florida clean weather we're having. We had a concert the week before. We both were going to Nashville, and we didn't know that, right here in our North Florida. And we're backstage. Jody's band was playing. My band was playing. And backstage, I told Jody, I said, well, I'm going to Nashville next week. He said, "Well, I'm going to Nashville next week." I said, "Really?" It was weird. So anyway, we just made a pact. When we got up there, we'd find each other, and we did. And man, from that night on, we've been best buddies forever, best friends, new friends. And we got up there, we met, we stayed in touch, and eventually I hooked up with the legend Hank Cochran. I Fall to Pieces, Make the World Go Away, The Chair, Oceanfront Property, a mega hit. And Hank hired me to basically travel with him and be his right-hand man. Of course, I was his left hand. His right hand worked well. And about a year later, Jody called, and I got Jody hooked up there, so we just hung out with the legend for a while.
And Jody, how did everything go for you?
Well, that's pretty much the way it was, except he left out the part as I was staying somewhere right outside of Nashville, and the guy I was staying with, I guess he didn't pay the rent, and I didn't have anywhere to go, so I went to a payphone, and Ronnie and I had written a few songs together, just met up, and I called him, and he said, "Stay by that phone, give me that number," and he said, "Call me back in about," he said, "I'll call you back in just a few minutes." He called me back, and I guess he checked with Hank and asked him if I could come over there and stay for a little while until I could get my feet on the ground, and I ended up staying there, I guess, 3 more years. After that,
you some of that out, Jody. He didn't hire you to come stay. He hired you. Anyway, I walked in Hank's bedroom. We were leaving to go to Perdido Key down in Florida from Nashville, and we was leaving the house, and they had a daughter named Booth. And I walked in the bedroom. I said, "Hank, a good man, a good writer, is leaving Nashville. He needs a job, and we need him." Of course, Hank, you know, God bless his soul, he's passed away last year, but he said, "Well, Rooney, is he a good man?" I said, "The best." "Well, hire him." So I went and called Jody back. I said, "Get your butt on up here. You got a job and a place to stay, but you need to hurry up because we're leaving." So Jody, he drove that beat-up van all over to Hank's house, and we stayed there. How long we stayed? We stayed another 2 or 3 years, didn't we? You stayed a year and a half, 2 years after I left.
Yeah, I stayed about a year after you left.
Well, it's kind of ironic, you know, there's no coincidences in life. This was meant to happen. When people listen to that song, New Friends Now, you can see that there's a heartfelt kinship between you two, and you can hear that and feel that in that song. But there's also, when you work around people that have the talent like a Hank Cochran or Mel Tillis and Merle Haggard. Now, that really rubs off on you. How do you think Hank actually really opened you guys up to being a better songwriters, like new friends now?
Well, I can tell you one thing from my perspective is Ronnie and I got to live up there in his writing room, and he just had a library with tons of songs that he had written, demos that he had written, and scratch demos that George Strait and Vern Gosen had sang, and just being surrounded by all that great music was just amazing to me.
Yeah, so now you guys, your website, people can go to mckinleyandbiggs.com and see and learn and hear about you and read about you. And you also have your music, I know, on All Tied Up Productions on Facebook. So if somebody wanted to purchase that song, can they go to your website or do they go somewhere else and get them songs?
Now they need to go to All Tied Up Productions.
Right.
With the mastermind of, we fell in love with Tom Ski. We just signed with Tom Ski as our management and our media guru. I mean, he is helping us so much, and he's playing a big part of us right now. But you can go to his website, All Tied Up Productions. You can click on products. Jody, if I'm wrong now, correct me. But you click on products, and you can download each song.
That's correct, and they are in the process right now of rebuilding our our website, and you will be able to get it directly from our website here shortly.
And Rob, it's Beggs, B-E-G-G-S, Beggs.
Beggs, yeah. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that.
Y'all talk a little different up
there. We talk a lot different up here. I've been in Texas for 2 years. I just got back to work. I got an excuse.
I was at Disney World this weekend with my kid. I took my kid Casey and my wife. We went there, and I walked into a store, and this young lady says, I was talking to her, she says, "Where are you from?" I said, "Florida." "You don't sound like you're from Florida." I said, "Where do I sound like I'm from?" She said, "Louisiana." I said, "I ain't never been called that." But there you go.
So, Jody and Ronnie, are you guys working on an album also?
I break out in chill bumps right now. Jody, you got to tell me about that. I'm broke out.
Well, we are. We've been writing for the past 10 years, but we have a collection of songs here, and I have a little studio here in the back, and we're actually trying to sort through them and pick the ones that's going to be on the next album. But they're we just have to pick the ones that are going to be on the next album, and I think Ronnie's already titled it and titled the album, and we got to send it off to get it mastered, and we'll be ready to go for the next one.
And I know Tom personally, Tom was on my radio show. It'll be a year ago July, me and Tom met. And he is an outstanding person. But when you two write, how does your cohesiveness actually expand the songs to give people a better product to listen to? Jody or Ronnie?
There you go. That's a tough question. You see here, this recipe we have for writing, I wish I could write it down. It'd be a great cookbook, but I don't really know how to explain it. I have young writers and stuff, you know, in my hometown and stuff. They're constantly calling us, which we love for them to do. Tell me what to do. It's hard to say. I mean, it's like somebody with a recipe you don't want to give out, but you do. But with me and Jody Wright, it's just, man, I tell you what, we'll tear a number two lead pencil to pieces, or three or four of them, and it's just fun. We just do it, and I guess that's the thing with writing with your best friend, you know, and at our age now too. I mean, you know, we're past we sit down to write now. It's just like, All right, give me one better than that, Jody. I gave you that line. Now you give me one better than that to match it. And that's what you do. And he does. And I do. We just love it. It's our life. I had a friend today. We had a new bass player coming on board, old Stanley, out from Muscle Shoals, matter of fact. He was talking to me today. He said, "How in the world?" Of course, he didn't say world, but "How in the world y'all do that?" I said, I don't know. Because he just got the album yesterday, and he'll be playing with us next week. And he's like, "Man, I don't understand it. This is great stuff." And, you know, we just thank God every day. And our wives, everybody around us plays a big part in it. Our friends, our wives, our families, and the guys that ride the bus with us. You know, we pick stuff from them. Ain't nothing for us to be sitting in front of the bus and all of a sudden somebody say something, me and Jody, we're hot-tailing in the back of the bus. "Whew, did you hear that, Jody?" "I did." And we're going to ride it. We might play it that night. You never know.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, because there's one thing about wisdom. It doesn't come. Or anything that's, I call it enterprising energies. It doesn't come in big forms. It comes in one word, one sight, one thing. And when it hits, it's right then. And I understand what you're saying by that, because when I sit down to write, it's usually about the second and third hour is when the things flow. Because the first hour, you're just kind of playing. and then you really open up. And one thing I'm hearing in you guys is the cohesiveness, but it's also there's a kindred friendship here that really is going to come out in your music. When people are listening, they're going to hear some authentic, great country music from you, Jody and Ronnie. So people, when you hear them coming, be open, because they're going to open your hearts, minds, and spirit to experience a better life. Now, when you two are traveling, well, you're very welcome. And that's what I feel. But when you two are sitting down and you're really singing, how do you open the people up to feel as part of the show? And that's important for people to feel. How do you two do that?
Well, we're ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, Raw, that's funny you asked that. We're both transparent. You can see right through us. We found that out way early in our careers. We're transparent. You can see. What you see is what you get. We just go out. We walk out on stage. First of all, I tried to play without Jody a few times. That don't work. I'm done. I'm ruined. We could never have a solo career probably because he's right there. I couldn't do it. I mean, so we work off each other. We vamp off each other. And then the crowd picks up on it. We basically talk to each other all night long. The other night on stage, we got through one song. I just went walking around in a circle. Jody said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm walking around. So let me walk around for a while." So he started another song, but I was walking around. I just wanted to walk around for a little while. Next thing I knew, the crowd was laughing at me walking around. I didn't mean them.
We were both walking around.
Yeah. Me and Jody went walking around with me, so we had walked around on stage for a while.
Now, here's this question for both of you. Would you guys be as far along without each other as you are right now?
No.
No. Definitely not.
And the call-in number is 626-414-3564 if anybody wants to talk to Ronnie and Jody. So we're going to play your other song now, so when somebody chooses, you guys can make this work. So we're going to play By the Fire by McKinley and Beggs right now.
That's our title cut.
Forever. One thought of them drives me wild. The day we made love all night long, you and me there by the fire. We shared what two hearts felt, each and every desire.
By the Fire by McKinley and Begg. Get it at All Tied Up Productions. And there's a lot of authenticity in that song, but this is something that I'm hearing. I'm hearing the common sense down home country attitude in these songs, and there's a lot of authenticity in these songs. I want to thank you guys for letting me listen to this. But there was a sentence in there, two hearts felt. So do you feel when you two write, it's two hearts together?
Well, don't think that. Listen, Rob, don't think that song is about me and Jody.
No, but I mean, when you write, no, I know it ain't about you two. But what I got out of that, because
we do, Rob.
That's what I meant. But here's something a lot of people don't understand. You can have brain damage, you can have a lot of things, but when your heart stops beating, it's over.
It's over, baby.
That's what I meant by that. And that's what I meant by that, because when a song has got heart, it's got omnipotence to go forward. And that's what I'm saying. And the songs, them are two great songs. So when are you guys going to start? You guys will be touring by the end of summer, won't you, so people can go and see you?
You want to answer it, Ronnie?
Oh, you go ahead.
We don't have the itinerary set yet, but supposed to start in mid-June. That's right, isn't it, Ronnie? And then for 2 or 3 months, and probably hopefully pick up a bunch of dates in between.
Yeah, from what I'm understanding, mid-June, which is, man, or the end of June, we know we were told by Tom to get ready to head out. We're getting the bus ready and everything to head out in June, and we're either starting the tour in Nashville or Muscle Shoals, Alabama, or Nashville, from what I'm gathering. We're going to head down, work our way to Austin, Texas, from what I understand.
San Antonio.
And we're going to end up in Montana. And I looked at the map the other day because, you know, redneck me. I called Tom and said, Tom, you're on the Canadian border. We got a lot of ground to cover. And the great thing is when we end up coming back home around Labor Day for this, we're doing a little short mini tour. It looks like we're going to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway Labor Day weekend. We're not now. Now, this is final with Leonard Skinner.
And when your itinerary gets set, Jody and Ronnie, we'll do a show so we can really put it out there for you. How's that?
Boy, absolutely. Thank you so much. Hey, and you're in South Dakota, right?
No, I'm in actually in Washington State right now.
What?
I grew up in South Dakota.
That's right. You was a rancher.
Yeah, I grew up on a cattle farm. Grain operation, then I went to the oil field, electrical. I just left San Antonio about 2 weeks ago. I was down there. I'm really pursuing my coaching, speaking, and my writing.
You're pursuing what?
My coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner.
Can you do anything for Ronnie for me?
I ain't got to get involved in that.
Is that a long name for a bus driver? What are you saying?
That hypnotherapist? No, you hypnotize people to go back and you feed you their old patterns, and that's what that's about. And that's
you really do that because I've lost so many songs. Can you make me go remember the ones I forgot?
Probably not. You know, that's one thing I got to really tell everybody, and that's when that little shot of wisdom comes in, you better write it down because it's one time, and it only comes one time. I've lost lot of good stuff that way, too.
Hank Cochran wrote a song called You Better Write It Down.
He sure did.
He wrote the song, You Better Write It Down, and he was constantly telling me and Jody, write it down, write it down. Write it down, cowboy, write it down. So we did. We come home with so many, Rob, we come home with so many I told Jody the other day, I said, man, I've got so many hooks to write right now. Jody said, well, I do too.
Well, then we'll get more songs like By the Fire and New Friends Now, and they're very good, and they're at All Tied Up Productions. Go to McKinleyandBig.com, and you can learn more about them on All Tied Up Productions. And
please do.
And you just heard the song, so if you want to relish them and enjoy them for the rest of your life, go to All Tied Up Productions. Now, we're getting down to about the end of the show here. And in your own words, Ronnie and Jody, tell people what they'd experience at one of your shows.
Well, I'll go first. You'll experience us, one. You'll get to know us because, like I said, we're transparent, and we're gonna relate to you. Our songs is us. Most of the songs we write, something we've lived or a friend's lived. I just got back from Disney World, a lot of fantasy, you know. And I'm like, wow, I can't get a song here. But our shows is it's us. It's you'll learn us, and I'll tell you what, if you don't get enough while we're on the show, we'll meet you right back there at the record table. See how old we are. I call them records still. We'll meet you back there, and we'll talk to you all night long. We love our fans. We love our fan base, and God, we've got so many fans. I tell you, we want so many out there too. We're just opened up a whole new can for us. I mean, we go out west and meet y'all. I can't wait to meet our new fan base out there, and we're coming, and we can't wait to meet y'all.
You said it well, Ronnie.
And it's McKinley and Biggs at McKinleyandBiggs.com. Get all their music at All Tied Up Productions. And I really want to thank you, too, for being on the show. This was it was entertainment for me, but you also give the people that are listening entertainment. You give them good music. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank both of you.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And that's from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you so much for having us, and we can't wait to meet you. And I can't believe I'm sitting in Florida on my patio. Jody's sitting on his patio, and you're in Washington State. We're totally across the United States from you, and we're having a great time with you right now. This is unbelievable.
It is, isn't it? And I want to thank everybody on the show. Tomorrow night, my guest is Lisa Smith with Big Blend Magazine and Radio. So anyway, we'll see everybody, and thank everybody in the chat room, and thank everybody on the phone line, and especially Ronnie and Jody. Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Rob.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow night.
We'll see y'all on the road.
See ya.